Welcome.
Oh, welcome to the D&D podcast, Dimensions, Dungeons, and Dragons.com.
Where we will be talking about Dungeons and Dragons tonight, sort of.
Where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons.
Yay!
I thought you might like that.
Yeah, so you're asking if I was locked out. Loading resources. And the bar is not moving. Maybe I should shut off my downloading program. After all, I don't need those files right now.
Yeah. I'm going to have some background noise because I'm going to be loading here at the sand facility.
Woohoo. Well, if it gets real bad, hit mute and I will read a book.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I'm finding out that this job's probably not going to pay what they said it pays.
Oh, gee, what was your first clue?
What's the deal? Recruiters are liars?
Yeah, something like that.
But talking to another driver that works with the same company, I told him, I said, well, as long as I make a grand a week, I'm okay. He goes, well, you should make that. He said, but you got to work pretty hard at that. I was like, nice.
Well, how do you feel about hauling dynamite?
Yeah, I talked to Bill and David about hauling dynamite out of Joplin. I might be interested in doing that.
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt to apply. You know, $2.50 a mile.
$2.50 a mile?
That's what David said. Now, you know,
David.
David.
That's not for company drivers. That's for owner-operators, though.
Well, whatever. You know, David.
But I doubt it's for company drivers.
Yep. Okay, one more shot at Red Towers. Oh, okay. My car is pulling up with something now. And it went away, and it says loading resources, and it... Yeah, might as well be locked out if that's what it's going to do.
Yeah, I got a network error, so I assumed it was down.
Well, it could be that it's time to upgrade. So.
Yeah.
And they might have a good way of telling you this time to upgrade. So, we go over here and check Google Play. The App Store. I'm going to try to take a class tomorrow. With primitive skills and foraging. And one of the primitive skills that he's going to teach is how to weave Johnson grass. Lots of Johnson grass. So we could make
that
and sell it.
Sell it?
Yeah, we could actually sell stuff from the farm. Produced organically on the farm.
True.
Organically grown baskets.
Oh, is that what it is?
Well, yeah, you're weaving Johnson grass. You're making baskets and mats and hats and whatever else. You know, it's like Red Tower is up to date.
It's up to date?
Yeah, it's up to date as of this moment.
So they're just doing upgrades on their end or something.
Well, typically when they do that, they follow up with an upgrade in Google Play. And they might not have told us that it was going down.
All right, hang on a second. Somebody's coming back to talk to us. What's happening? I wanted to talk about. One, I ended up advertising the podcast in the chat, and one of the admin or developers, somebody said something about it's not Red Tower approved, and I said, no, it's not, but we talked about PK when PK was here. Now we're going to talk about Red Towers. Now the Red Towers are here. Hang on.
Yep. Yep, yep.
Okay, so. Anyways, one of the moderators or admin got on and, basically thanked me for talking about them and advertising for them or whatever on our podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And I told him, I said, oh, yeah.
Red Tower on Google Play. Download it. Play it.
Yeah. I told him that I'm a donator and that I donated to the fundraising, and I told him that I've been advertising for them on Facebook, and I'll keep advertising for them. Because they're the first ones successfully up and running since PK died.
There is a couple of others, but this one looks like it's the furthest along.
Oh, okay. Well, you have to let me know what the other ones are so I can scope them out.
That's part of the reason why I said we should check with the King and Queen and see what they have to say. But if they're liking this one, then we're sticking with this one. It doesn't matter if the other ones are good.
Sure, wherever the King and Queen goes, that's where we go.
Yep, yep. We're loyal to our kingdom. Even if we split off and make our own, we're still loyal to our kingdom.
Yeah. I need to download the Kick app because I had to delete it off of my phone because I was running out of space.
Can't yeah, I hear you. What, I have to install it again? Darn.
Well, I have to install it on my tablet because I got more room on my tablet.
There you go.
So then that way I can... That way I can communicate with the King and Queen. I don't have their phone numbers. I only have Jazz's phone number.
I have the phone numbers.
You got their phone numbers?
I may have them.
Oh, okay. Well, you have to send them to me.
Yes, yes. I'll make a point of doing that.
Yeah, I've just been communicating with them on Kick.
I don't know who you got all these phones from, but you spent a fortune on cases.
Huh?
I don't know who you got all these phones from, but they spent a fortune on cases.
Oh, Ugadali. I got it from Ugadali.
Uh-huh.
Patrick, come to the windows.
Basically, that's the lanest. Native
American. Yeah. I was trying not to say that over the air.
Oh, my bad.
I hope I popped over you sufficiently.
Yay. Okay, I'm next. Yeah, it's been a fortune.
Yep, I plan on doing that. Okay, this Samsung is impossible. Because I can't get the battery into it because it's been bent. So this one, we may use it for experiments for extracting gold from the circuitry.
There you go.
And this one's been bent a little bit, but it looks like I might be able to get a battery in it. Yeah, it takes micro. I wonder if you fire it up without the battery. I doubt it.
Yeah, I could probably send her cases back. I'm sure she doesn't want the phones. She left them all behind. She didn't say anything about wanting them.
I wouldn't even mention it.
Yeah. I sent her all of her other stuff. Even the stuff she didn't really say that she wanted.
Okay, this is going to need... God, even if I fire this up, I don't think I'd want to touch the screen. It's, the glass is so shattered, I'm afraid to get splinters off of it.
I made a point to send her Alcoholics Anonymous book.
That's good. yeah, this one's missing both the card and the chip. Part of the case. Yay, a dumb phone. No, a dumb phone case.
Yeah.
With a mini charger in it. I wonder if it's a good charger.
Oh, it has a charger?
Yeah, there's a charger in this. I'll have to see if it's a good charger.
Oh, okay. I didn't even look through it.
All
right, Darren, what's the last four of your PO? 12-12.
12-12. 70,
how much?
45,
or as much as you can fit in the box.
Okay, so she's pulled the chips from all of these.
I'm sorry, your truck, your box, your name?
Truck, 613, box, 50028. Name, David.
Is it David?
Correct.
Whoa! Okay, this one seems to be operational still.
What's the last four of your PO?
Hang on. PK.
Okay, this phone turns on. It puts on a white screen with a big black blotch on it. Displays nothing else.
Scrap it.
Yeah. That means it's got a working battery in it someplace, Barry. You know, all these things have cameras in them. Pretty much.
Cool. Yeah, I'm hauling sand on the oil fields. Apparently it doesn't pay all that great, but I don't know. I've done two runs today. I'll make just shy of $200. Okay, she slowed down the sand delivery. I'll probably be pulling forward here in a minute.
Okay, this dumb phone has a good battery, a SIM card.
Okay, I'm backing up.
No micro SD. Okay. Ew. I don't think this one's going to display anything. The display is effectively gone.
David, Tom, you can both come to the window.
I'm under 80,000. Cool.
Uh.
was shocked. I thought it was going to be over gross. Boy, he darted off that scam. I'm thinking he's like in a hurry. All these people are always in a hurry.
Oh, it's that herd mentality.
Yeah, true. They might get one extra load in a week than I will. Maybe two.
Doubt it.
It's not worth the risk. All right, I'll be right back.
Okay. Okay, so suppose we could read us some PK or some Red Tower reviews here. Yeah, you're going to be gone. You could possibly put your mic on mute. Or we could just listen to this stuff. Yipper, yipper.
Jennifer and A, did you get that APO?
Oh, I'm free.
Johnny, fellow three.
Interesting. I'm still here. We've been listening to you the whole time.
No, you had.
Yeah, we were, because you didn't mute it.
Oh, you listened.
Yeah, we've been listening to all your background chatter and such. Okay, that one's not going to work. Right. I think I'll go through these by daylight. Teammate bugs attacking me. Make this a worthwhile endeavor. It's not exactly a hot day, but it's been very muggy. So it doesn't take much temperature to make you sweat. Hello there, little tree frog. You don't really want to live in here. Honest. It gets hot during the day. You'll end up cooking. So, I don't hear you anymore. You must have muted your mic. All righty. Well, listen, here's some reviews from Red Tower's Google Place site. 3 out of 5 stars. Extremely limited early Parallel Kingdom knockoff at this point. Very buggy. UI and functions are currently limited to very basic hunting and flag building. Really makes you appreciate how much work and money went into the original. Hopefully, as beta continues, we'll see lots of improvements. I agree. Next one. Great beta version. I'm looking forward to further progress. And while so far progress is good, without more to do soon, I think people will stop playing. Some already have. Yeah. And then there's the diehards, who played to the very end of Parallel Kingdom, doing all they could, even though Parallel Kingdom was doomed, right up to the last day we did stuff. Oh, did I just admit I was one of those? Anyway, that is 4 out of 5 stars. 3 out of 5 stars. Hope this turns out even better or at least similar to Parallel Kingdom. Not really anything to do as it's just basics. But I hope they get these implemented soon. A bug I notice, my character disappears after I chop down a tree. Can still move, but it's invisible. Yeah, I notice that with mine too sometimes. All right, 1 out of 5. Got to where you make a character and won't go any further. Want to play this because I was hooked on TK. Just found out about this from a old friend that knows me on TK. Oh my, who's this? Kano Trump. He gave it 5 out of 5 stars. There's room for improvement, but I know the game is brand new. For that, I gave it 5 stars because so far, so good. I think it is awesome. I still miss Parallel Kingdom, but this is the best thing since TK died. Great big smiley face. Randolph Eno. 5 out of 5. If you played TK when it was around, this is the game that will replace it. Great game, great multiplayer gameplay. Still in the building process, but I am sure that it will improve. Still lots of bugs and in need of an add-on to make the game better. But looking at what it has now, I believe it is that it will one day be filled with content. 1 star out of 5. Can't get past the character creation screen. Like other reviews have mentioned. Pick a color, a look, and enter information. Click the proceed button and nothing happens. Here's another one. 1 out of 5 stars. Won't work on my Galaxy 3. Closes as soon as I open it. Look forward to the fix. All right. 5 out of 5. This game is going to give PK players their fix and give loads of fun to new players. 3 out of 5. Slow to progress. Game still early beta. 5 out of 5. I really hope the devs continue to improve until it is just like the old PK. Actually, I hope they improve beyond the old PK. The old PK that I was playing, I think the developers have given up on it. That sounded an awful lot like we lost our other caller, namely the other host. So, don't worry, folks. I got lots of reviews to read. Oh, boy, you're excited. That's, you know, 5 out of 5. I miss PK, so this is filling a void, smiley face. Five out of five. Amazing game. 5 out of 5. I love it. 5 out of 5. Beta. 5 out of 5 for an older version. The game is excellent, mostly similar to Parallel Kingdom, BK. I am very excited. Still in beta. Hope so that you will add all other items. Hello, caller. Please announce yourself.
Hello, and welcome to the DDD Podcast, the Mystic Dungeons and Dragons.com.
Yeah.
We're talking about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
Can I get a whoop whoop?
Whoop whoop. Yeah, we're idiots.
Yeah. I'm out here in the desert in my truck with no name, and I ain't got hardly any signal out here.
Yeah.
Going through the desert in my truck with no name. I can't wait to get out of the rain. Go,
yeah,
buddy, go, buddy, go, go, go.
I might just take a walk to the cat to get some ice cream.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Yeah.
That might actually be worth a 2-hour walk.
Sing it a lot, sing it a lot. I'll talk.
I wonder if my battery will last that long. No, I'm only at 40%.
40?
Yeah, my phone won't last to Stockton and back. But if I walk.
Man, they got Johnson grass growing all the way down here in the desert.
Woohoo. Well, I'll learn how to weave it tomorrow, and we'll make lots of stuff out of it.
Cool. Speaking of which, one of the topics that I wanted to talk about besides Parallel Kingdom and Red Towers is littering.
No!
Yeah. Littering is job security.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Or as my brother would, that's what my brother would call it. Littering is good for the economy.
Yeah, that's the same theory as broken windows are good for the economy. That is complete and total bullshit.
Broken windows are good for the economy?
Oh, yeah. The theory is if you break a window, you have to replace it, which gives somebody a job and they sell you a window.
Oh.
So it improves the economy. So if somebody throws a brick through your window, it helps the economy. Now, the reason it's bullshit is because you're going to spend that money anyway. Okay? So basically, you know, all your stuff that breaks and wears out and doesn't make it because of planned obsolescence, because, you know, that's where the broken window theory comes in. If they purposely make things that will not last, you have to buy new ones. So, you know, you buy a pair of shoes, and they only last you. Excuse me. I'm choking because I accidentally swallowed a mosquito.
Oh, that sucks.
I know. I sucked it right into my throat. Anyway. Yeah. All right, so you the theory is if things break, then people replace them, and that means you have people doing jobs replacing things. All right, the fact of the matter is, if nothing ever broke, all right, people would have this money, and they would invest it in other bigger, better things.
Sure.
They would still spend the money.
Oh, yeah.
But the manufacturers would have to think of new, better things to sell you. And it's just easier on the head telling you a new window that's going to break, another window that's going to break, another window that's going to break, or a phone that doesn't work long, or to purposely not release the most advanced computer that they have available. All right? They have it, you know, supposedly they have it planned out, you know, to release this computer and add a little advancement and release this one, a little advancement and release this one. You know, same thing with cars and whatnot, all right? They got these little, supposedly they have these, I'm not in the boardrooms, I don't know for sure this is true, but it seems to be true. You know, they release these little advancements and these little advancements and, you know, seeing military stuff. We know full well that they've got more advanced stuff out there, and if they just released it, people would buy that. And if they release it in good high quality, it would last them 50 to 100 years. They wouldn't have to buy another one. You know? So if people didn't have to buy a new car every 5 years because the car lasted, you know, long enough to pass it on to their grandchildren, you know, people would be investing in other things of value. You know? It's not like people would suddenly sit around and not buy anything anymore.
Yeah.
You know? So the broken window theory or the job security by throwing trash out the window is bullshit. If anything, it takes away from productivity. It reduces everybody's quality of life by doing that way. So
now that we're done with that tangent, I was really meaning to say littering is good for the environment.
Yeah, I'll call bullshit on that one too.
I'm sorry, what?
I'll call bullshit on that one also.
Well, it depends on what you litter.
Well, maybe.
If you're littering paper, is that not good for the environment?
Organic matter on the soil. Generally speaking, it's good. Oh, boy. Oh, man, I'm really tired.
Oops. I'm punching in my my stuff for dispatch.
Very good. I'm going to try Ray Towers when it's on. Loading resources.
Now, I got two dispatchers I got to send that information to.
Your employer and the person they hired you out to.
Yeah, basically my dispatcher and yeah, we're contracted out. What the heck? Login failed.
pick, what's that?
It's how I communicate with the king and queen.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah. First girl to ask me if I had a Viber. I blocked her.
finally. Okay, the queen says she has played the game a bit here and there.
Wow, she responded to you to that. You do that quickly.
Holds tons of potential. Cool. I'm level 8 now. Happy face.
Yay.
Okay, I said, friend me when you find me.
Yeah. Well,
maybe that is her picture. She must be using an old picture of herself.
Her old character in the picture?
Yeah, well, the picture that she's using for her kick and her PK, I mean, Red Towers, doesn't really look like her, or at least not like the person that we met.
Oh, she's using a younger, more... youthful picture?
Something like that.
Yeah, women do that.
I don't know why.
Ah. All right, I got to shave. My face itches. Man, it's not going to be a good night to sleep tonight. There you go. I just hawked up that mosquito.
What?
I just hawked up that mosquito.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, if that was her in the game that I found, she's got like 2 or 3 alts.
2 or 3 what?
Alternates.
Oh. Yeah.
Which I guess we're allowed to have.
Are we?
For now. I don't know. I don't know what the rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines are.
Right.
But I went ahead and created a second alt. So
you
I
did
have Kano
what?
With me.
You did what?
Yeah.
And you're admitting it?
Yeah, I got Kano with the apostrophe and Kano without.
Yeah, I wouldn't admit that, but okay.
Well,
I was trying to stop you, but, you know, you admitted it anyway.
I'm not that worried about it. If they tell me I can only have one character, I'll delete the one without the apostrophe.
Yep. I tell you what, I do hope that even though we're doing all this stuff to work towards this, that, and the other, I'm really hoping that they kind of wipe the board clean just before they release the official.
What? No.
Yeah, I mean, maybe give us some perks for having helped out and such, but for the most part, once they finally get the GPS stuff worked out, you know, we'd still have advantage because we'd know all the ins and outs already.
We already know the ins and outs anyways. It's just like PK.
Yeah. But, you know.
Well, not just like PK, but enough like PK.
Oh, it's fired up. It's active.
Yay, I can't play anymore. I got to drive. And
that's
it's
too
dark.
That's too bad. I'm going to mess up your trip by making green circles on it.
That's all right. You can finish the spell. I'll just follow it. Well, not finish it. I don't think you're going to get it done tonight.
No. No, I don't think so.
Oh. It sent me a number. I got to put that in my system.
Because it takes me forever to gather enough leather. Every bear I kill does not give me a leather.
What?
Oh, this has gone beyond me. Okay, good.
Not by much.
Yeah, I don't get any leather when I kill things. I do, but I mean I don't get leather every time.
Oh, you don't? I haven't been keeping track of what I kill and what I get from what. I just kill everything.
Okay, the red tower just stopped on me. I was in the middle of killing a bear.
What did you send me? It's having trouble downloading.
Oh, it's the phone number for the king and queen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have internet. This is my last load for the night. Technically, for the day. Technically, I'm supposed to be out of hours soon.
Well, you're out of hours for one, but not for the other.
Huh?
Nothing. I was being stupid.
Well,
when you listen to the report,
because I'm doing local work, I'm allowed an extra 2 hours.
Oh, wow.
Sort of. Still got to take a 10-hour break.
Right.
I was going to shut down at 9 o'clock tonight anyway, because that's when I like to shut down. But, I sat forever waiting to load my load this morning. Like 5 hours waiting to load. So I just didn't log on duty until later. So like midnight when they finally loaded me.
There you go.
So I could technically work till like 2 a.m. But there's no way I'm working out late.
I hear you.
So, yeah, rough roads. That was, yeah. So, even if Ugadali and I were still together, if her and I were still together, I wouldn't have been able to take this job because I'm not allowed to have riders.
Right.
I would
I would have thought that I could have had riders, but I didn't ask because I don't have anybody to worry about riding with me.
Well, you know, national security and everything.
Huh?
It's national security. You're making oil.
Hang on, I got it.
You're making petroleum products. It's a national security thing.
Oh. It's not so much that as it is these oil wells, when they're fracking, they're releasing natural gases. I forgot the name. H2S, which is basically a gas that comes from the it's a gas that comes from the decay of the decay of organic matter. So all these fossils and dead matter that's decaying under the earth, when they drill through it. Huh?
Don't let them trick you. It's not fossil fuel. It's a natural product of the earth crushing carbon together with other chemicals.
Right. So it's basically the gas is just the breaking down of organic matter beneath the earth. You know, if you have enough, basically, you know, in composting, that's something we got to watch out for. We start composting in large volumes.
Yep, no more cubic meter profile at a time.
Yeah, if you start composting in large volumes, you're going to have to watch out for H2S. Maybe not that much, but basically whenever we're drilling and stuff like that, or they're drilling, I'm not drilling, H2S gets released from the earth, and it'll kill you instantly if it's over like 100 something or others. I forgot. So we have to wear these monitors, and if it gets over, I think, 10 or 15, we have to evacuate.
Wow.
Yeah. We could survive in 10, we could survive in 15, but anything over 15, we cannot survive in. 15, I forgot the amount or the amount of measurement, but anything over 15 anything under 15 we could survive in for 15 minutes or more. So basically they've got it so like 10, if it's a 10 you can survive for longer, but not much longer. And you know, you can operate in 10 or less, but 15 up to 15, you know, between 10 and 15, you really only got like 15 minutes. And then anything over that is life, you know, detrimental. So the higher the number, the dangerous it is, more dangerous it is.
Right.
So basically the reason we're not allowed to have riders is because, you know, they may or may not be trained and certified in order to do and handle all this stuff. And also that, we're not allowed to have children because all of these units of measurement are for adults, not for children.
Yeah, dead trees are no fun.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I'm only down here for the money. If the money's not any good, I'm gone. So, because, you know, oil fields are notorious for being good money. But apparently this isn't that good of a job. So, but I don't know. I don't have first-hand knowledge. It's only here's the evidence. But I'm going to lose signal here, Stern, just so you know.
Well, we're
You're
going
to have to monologue.
So if I lose you, I might call it a night.
No, all righty. Well, if we get any PK, I'm sorry. I'm so used to calling it PK. Red Towers callers, that'd be awesome. But yeah, just hang in there for a little while, and if nobody calls in, or if I don't call it back, then call it a day. Oh, I need to do Ron Paul. Whenever I, just hang in here until I get back. I'll be back in, like, say, maybe 5, 10, maybe 15 minutes.
Okay. Well, just to let you know, every time I get the game going, if I touch on chat, my game resets.
Oh, yeah, I had that problem earlier.
Right, and it's taking forever for it to reload afterwards. So I don't think it's down. I just think it's taking a long time to get loaded in.
Yeah, well, it might be over their bandwidth, too.
That's a possibility. It is a beta, and this is a very, very popular replacement.
Right. There's been thousands of people signing up, but most of them are dead. They don't do anything.
Kill them.
I mean, when you sign up, you go to New York City, and there's a lot of people that just went there and never did anything.
And there they stand.
And there they stand. A big mass of glob mass of bodies. Dead bodies in New York City.
Zombieland. Well, I hopped over to Seoul, and there was only one other person, and I think he was dead.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of dead people in the game.
All right, why don't you run Ron Paul while you got a chance? And maybe I can monologue about him when you lose signal.
All right, here we go.
That's why you're supposed to turn the display light on your phone down.
Your weekly update for Monday, August 14th. There is something unsettling about how President Trump has surrounded himself with generals. From his defense secretary to his national security advisor to his White House chief of staff, Trump's look to senior military officers to fill key positions that have been customarily filled by civilians. He's surrounded by generals and threatens war at the drop of a hat. President Trump began last week by threatening fire and fury on North Korea. He continued through the week claiming falsely that Iran is violating the terms of the nuclear deal. He finally ended the week by threatening a U.S. military attack on Venezuela. He told reporters on Friday that we have many options for Venezuela, including a possible military option if necessary. We have troops all over the world in places that are very, very far away. Venezuela is not very far away, and the people are suffering and they are dying, he said. Venezuela's defense minister called Trump's threat an act of craziness. Even more worrisome when Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro tried to call President Trump for clarification, he was refused. The White House stated that discussions with the Venezuelan president could only take place once democracy was restored in this country. Does that mean President Trump is moving toward declaring Maduro no longer the legitimate president of Venezuela? Is Trump taking a page from Obama's failed regime change policy for Syria and declaring that Maduro must go? The current unrest in Venezuela is related to the economic shortcomings of that country's central planned economy. The 20th century has shown us very clearly that state control over an economy leads to mismanagement, malinvestment, massive shortages, and finally, economic collapse. That is why those of us who advocate free market economics constantly warn that the U.S. government intervention in our own economy is leading us toward a similar financial crisis. But there is another factor in the unrest in Venezuela. For many years, the United States government, through the CIA, the National Endowments for Democracy, and the U.S. government-funded NGOs, have been trying to overthrow the Venezuelan government. They almost succeeded in 2002 when the then-President Hugo Chavez was briefly driven from office. Washington has spent millions trying to manipulate Venezuela's elections and to overturn the results. U.S. policy is to create unrest and then use that unrest as a pretext for U.S. intervention. Military officers play an important role in defending the United States. Their job is to fight and win wars. But the White House is becoming the war house, and the president seems to see war as a first solution rather than a last resort. His threats of military action against Venezuela that neither threatens nor could threaten the United States suggests a shocking lack of judgment. Congress should take President Trump's threats seriously. In the 1980s, when President Reagan was determined to overthrow the Nicaraguan government using a proxy army, Congress passed a series of amendments named after their author, Representative Edward Bolin, to prohibit the president from using funds it appropriated to do so. Congress should make it clear in a similar manner that absent a Venezuelan attack on the United States, President Trump would be committing a serious crime and ignoring the Constitution were he to follow through with his threats. Maybe they should call it "We're Not the World's Policeman" Act. Thanks for calling this update. A new update is placed on this number, 888-322-1414, every Sunday.
Well, where would you repeat
the announcement, press 1.
Wait for it.
To repeat the announcement, press 1.
One more time.
To repeat the announcement, press 1.
Wow, Crumper didn't hate Trump before. She's definitely going to hate him now. Because she's from Venezuela.
Yeah. Who knows? She might agree. She's kind of oddball.
True that. Well, she hates Trump, so we'll just disagree, just to disagree.
Yeah. Well, so now he's poking fingers at Venezuela, Russia, Middle East, and now Venezuela.
I thought we were friends, or he was friends with Putin.
Yeah, but he's still poking fingers at Russia.
Weird. maybe. Oh, yeah, right. WWF and WWE.
Something like
they're
that.
They're yelling at each other, blah, 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 and really it's just big song and dance.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't take Trump as a war mongrel. But I didn't vote for him neither. What the heck? This guy's taking Spooky Joe in along. Guess I'm going to have to pass him. Oh. I need to do my GPS coordinates thingy. That's right, I know where I'm going now.
Woo.
Maybe slow down for these guys. Hopefully he picks it up. Speed him is 75 through here.
I wonder if I'll get a hide off of a skeleton.
No, probably not.
So I've learned my lesson. Do not attempt to participate in chat or I'll just get kicked off the game.
Okay, I think I'm going to pass this guy. He's taking too long. I figured all these guys would be in a hurry. But then again, he's probably Mexican, and their trucks are usually pretty crappy. They can't really go that fast. I don't got a ship.
Okay.
All righty.
Yeah, I don't know if this is a glitch or not, but it appears I can continue to fight and harvest berries and chop down trees all at the same time.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm not going to report it as a glitch because...
It's a good glitch.
It's a good glitch.
Well, you can do it back-to-back. I mean, there's no... delay.
and you can run pretty fast between trees. It's like, sometimes it's like hard to click on stuff that are, that you're right over or two things right next to each other or whatnot. So what I'll do is I'll go back and forth across the circle. I'll click on one thing on one side of the circle, and I'll click on another thing on the other side of the circle. I'll be zip, 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 zipping around pretty fast, running all over the circle, collecting things.
It's pretty hard to click on things if you're standing on top of. So, yeah, I do the same thing.
Yes. And anything that's next to it.
Hey, I just found some asshole named Kano. I'm going to attack him.
That's right, I had a signal.
BBT coming soon.
BBT.
BBT.
They take food stamps?
Yeah. Darn it. You're standing in the way. I'm going to put the flag over here instead. Yeah, I finally got enough material to make a flag. And then I'll have to go get more skins. Let me guess, I just lost you. Well, for those who are listening to the podcast, Tink23 says, hi all. And something red says, laugh out loud, Holly. And Wookie6325 says, how you been? Anyway, so yeah, here I am playing the game, and, whoa, got a lot of critters right here. I hope that gives me enough skins to, let me attack something. No, I don't want to heal. Okay, I'll attack the bear. I don't care about healing. All I have to do is be dead for 15 seconds, and I'm good as new. Oh. Yeah. So, Bill Trump is apparently sticking his fingers in four different directions on the planet, trying to create world war, I'm sure. Going out of his way for it. Makes sense to have all those generals on your cabinet if that's your intent. So he probably didn't install them. They probably insisted on being those positions. I mean, I'm just speculating. With the intent of, you know, strong influence on him to see things their way. Harvest berries, and okay, we're going to chop that tree down, and then we're going to harvest berries, and chop down a tree. Okay. Nope, not going to attack Kano. That proved useless. Okay. Well, yeah. Oops. That's actually what I wanted to accomplish. Yeah, I just chopped down a tree while dead. Here we go. Let's see if I can attack multiple monsters at once. Okay, attack Naiad. And nope. Why do you think that thing is Kano? Alrighty. So, that was a failure. What else was Trump pointing out? I don't know. That's basically it for me. It's like, Trump was picked, and Hillary was picked, so there'd be war. And I figured Trump was going to be Civil War, and Hillary was going to be World War, but Trump survived the two office, and so I guess now they're going to use him for World War. So, there you go. That's my theory, and I'm sticking to it until somebody points out some error in it. But it seems to be consistent with what we're observing. So, he's just out to piss off the world because that's what they hired him to do. So, Kano wants me to hold on for 5-10 minutes, and quite frankly, my mind is shot. I am tired. Let me see if I can text him. Maybe we can talk about catfish for a while. I'm asking Kano, coming back soon? My mind is shot. It's being spelled right. There we go. Shot is not spelled with an A. At least not in the beginning. What can I read to you? I suppose I can read more of those comments. Looks like the page went away on me. Number 5, to those who get stuck in the update loop, clear app data.
5 out of 5. Keep telling me I need to revert back to old version to play. Hopefully this gets fixed soon. 4 out of 5. It was great, but now since this last update, I keep getting into never-ending loop of update app to play. I updated the app twice. The second time I tried uninstalling and reinstalling, I hope for a fix soon. And 4 out of 5 stars, very beta, expect a lot of bugs, but definitely has potential. 4 out of 5. Long way to go, but very promising. Keep up the good work, Dev. 1 out of 5. I can't even play. Won't even let me create account. Yep, that'd be a problem. 4 out of 5. It's got the basics. All they need to do is add features.
One out of 5.
Here. 1 out of 5. Well, if you add the last two together, you got 5 out of 5. Well, 5 out of 10. Anyway, can't update anything, including the update. Open update, open update, open update. It's an endless cycle. 4 out of 5 stars. One beta so far. 5 out of 5 stars. Good game so far. 5 out of 5. A new world for gamers. 5 out of 5. That was it. There's a whole bunch of 5 out of 5s that they didn't bother saying anything. 5 out of 5. I'd like to start by saying this game is in beta, which means there will be bugs to iron out. That being said, the game's great so far, considering. Also, I saw someone complain about data usage for basically data updates in the data updates to the game. Use Wi-Fi, and I won't be using cell network data. Also, I'd much rather daily small fixes as opposed to fixes to no fixes at all, and for it to appear as if devs aren't doing anything. Honestly, right now the devs are doing everything right, and I'm happy to be able to participate in the beta when updating. Just switch over to Wi-Fi like any intelligent person.
Yeah, that is one thing. I don't really have the option of switching to Wi-Fi, and there are some games I play that have huge updates. I do them infrequently, but they have these huge updates. It'd be better if they'd make a little update and another little update and another little update, because then I would be able to download the update. You know, but you know, I get these huge updates, and because of my service, oftentimes my ability to download the big file will get cut off in the middle, and I have to start all over again. So if the file was smaller on some of these games, I'd be able to update them. Or if there's some way Google Play could do incremental updates, where you do small updates until you caught up. Until you caught up on your update. So, and he's kind of right, you know. do you have available to Wi-Fi? Use that instead. But not everybody does. So I guess I'm not intelligent because I don't have that available. Okay. It's been almost 10, 15 minutes, and I haven't heard from him. Can you tell him I'm losing it? And good night soon. Oh, my. Yeah, I'm a pretty much go to bed at sunset kind of guy. And that way I get up earlier. And honestly, I was up pretty late chasing vermin last night, protecting my garden. And protecting chickens I don't have yet. But these vermin would eat my chickens. I had chickens, and I'm pretty sure these are the guys who ate them. So, yeah. Yeah, something like that. Oh, maybe I can last another 11 minutes. I'll try. But if Canada doesn't come on by then, when he's listening to the rebroadcast, Canada, you might as well skip the rest. Because without some sort of intellectual stimulation, my mind is shutting down. And, yeah. Oh, 10 minutes to go down the road, 10 minutes to go. What can I read? Who wants to hear about arugula? Oh, yeah. Well, let's get in. Do that, I'd have to fire up this program. There it is. Okay. Unfortunately, Red Towers has stopped. Okay. Bye. Bye. Red Towers, a new dawn. Unfortunately, Red Towers has stopped. That's the same problem. Oh, this is the Galaxy 3. Never mind. Can't win. Oh, my. Yeah, 8 more minutes. 8 more minutes, I'll hold on that long. Yeah. Oh, my. Oh, my.
Yeah, that was me falling asleep. Sorry about that, folks. Not mean to fall asleep on you. But I guess it happened. Okay. Broad class undefined. The final brutal brief from Rod's Supreme Court case has been filed. Here are the details. Click on that and open Firefox. Just once. Open that. And the page is taking long to enter. I hope it's not large print. Like small print. Oh my. I'm starting to have dreams while I talk to you. 6 more minutes. So who knows how long a gap that was. Because I did literally dream. I'm sure I'm starting to be incoherent. If Kano listens to this tomorrow, he's probably going to have a good laugh. Oh, boy. I'm thinking... Thinking that maybe I'm getting in coherent. Oh my gosh, I think he just came back. I was about to tell him 5 minutes before I gave up.
Hello and welcome to the DD&E podcast, Dimension Dungeons and Dragons.com.
Yeah, 5 minutes. 5 minutes until I completely gave up.
How long was I gone?
I don't know, but I gave you a 9:30. Because I'm not kidding. I literally fell asleep. I think I was having dreams while talking. So who knows what the hell I said.
Oh, my goodness.
excuse my language. Who knows what I said? What is this? I opened Dropbox on my other device. I didn't want to open it. Oh, because the link took me to Dropbox. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Well, it's a good thing I passed that guy. Otherwise, I'd still be back there somewhere. I don't know. I lost his life a long time ago.
Okay, you sound a little fuzzy. I didn't understand all that.
I said it's a good thing I passed that guy right before I signaled. Otherwise, I would have been back there forever.
Oh. So you knew it was
I'm actually behind another slow guy, and but that other guy is even slower. He still is not catching up with me.
Right. Well, maybe you know something that you two don't know.
Nah, I just
got no. Right. Well, even though you're back, I'm thinking we should call it a night because, like I said, I was literally falling asleep. I was not able to maintain consciousness. And I got a lot I want to get done tomorrow. And, oh, I just lost you. Okay. So, folks, Hold on. Let me pull up this number so I can repeat it properly. Every week we do this podcast at I think 8 o'clock Central Time. Yes, 8 o'clock Central Time, and the number you want to call in is that's not good. Well, I'm looking. Hopefully he calls in. There we go. That's the one I'm looking for. And I'd like to edit that. But when I search, I can find it easier.
All right. So the number you want to call in order to listen to participate in our podcast next week would be 563-999-2010. And then a nice voice will come on and ask you for your passcode or something of that nature. And you could pre-program it like we did. Basically you have to add some pauses, or in my case, I put commas. On my phone, a comma counts as a two-second pause. I've got about six of them. So that seems to work fine for me. So the passcode you put in after all that, or if you want to dial it in manually when she asks for it, is 256012, and then you're supposed to hit a pound key, which is that hashtag, you know, whatever, the number sign. All right, so again, the full number is 563-999-2010, and then when the voice comes on, enter the passcode 256012. Pound key, all right? And if you do all that successfully, she'll say, password accepted. Please announce yourself. And we will gladly talk to you. Anyway, so that's our conclusion for the Demented Dungeons & Dragons podcast for this evening. I know we never played our disclaimer, but, you know, basically, you know, our thoughts and opinions are our own. And, you know, it's up to you to do your research to see what is where, when, and why. And please do not take anything we said as an instruction to go overthrow any governments, any fast food franchises, any medical establishments. You know, 501c3 religious and non-religious organizations, for that matter, not even to overthrow any non-501c3 organizations. Just, you know, we're not encouraging that. Well, maybe we are. I don't know. But, you know, we would definitely encourage you to do your research and come to your own conclusions. You know, so, you know, don't feed the beast. You know, that's something we would tell you would be a good thing to avoid, you know, feeding the beast. And, you know, but if you got to, you got to. You know, my poor friend, he's stuck feeding the beast because he really has no choice. And it's only by God's blessing that I'm able to avoid most of it. But even then, I do feed the beast because, you know, I pay the same sales taxes you guys do. So, anyway, and various other extortions that are presented to me in the form of revenues and
taxes and fees and stuff like that. But it's all extortion. At least that's my opinion. You do your research, come to your own conclusion. And anyway, that's good night. And hopefully we will hear from you next week. And at the very least, I hope you enjoyed tonight's podcast, even though I've fallen asleep the last few minutes of the podcast. All right. Good night.